about being named to the Pro Bowl?
Thank you. I'm very honored and excited about the Pro Bowl. I want to thank my teammates, coaching staff, training staff, just about everybody in the building that helped me get to this point.
J.D., is this something that you expect? I guess you never expect an award, but what was it like when you're like, okay, I'm named to the Pro Bowl, I need this, or I expected it? What was your reaction?
I was excited about it. One of my goals every year to try to get to the Pro Bowl and be an All-Pro team. And, you know, it's just one of the goals you set every year to try to out and achieve. So I was very excited about it.
What the last 2 years meant to you? I mean, I know the first 2 years you're struggling to stay healthy, but to have been as dominant as you've been the last couple of years, what does that mean to you personally?
It means a lot. I've been working extremely hard in the offseason to get healthy and get my game better and come out and prove to the fans and the team, my teammates, that I got a lot better and improved. It's great.
Do you feel like their offense changes a lot without Antonio?
Yeah, of course. He one of the best receivers in the game. Without the best receiver right down the field, of course the game will change a lot, but they got plenty of threats out there. They got a lot of good guys all across the board. So I don't know if it's going to change dramatically with him being out, but I'm sure it's going to change some.
You're playing on Christmas, a little unique.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us an idea of your best Christmas memory?
Oh, no, man. I don't got too many memories about Christmas. No, I don't have any. Oh, I had this little electric scooter bike thing when I was younger, man. My mom bought me a while, but I fell off of it. She never bought me no more. I had bought my head. She thought I was hurt real bad. That's crazy.
Think about that stuff now when it's time for you to be gift-giving?
Yeah. I'm going to buy my son whatever he want, really. So, whatever he asks for, I was going to get.
What does he want?
I'm going to buy him a little truck, a little electric truck, scooter car thing, give him something to play around. He got a lot of toys. Now my house crowded with toys. So, we ain't going to do too much for him because his Christmas every day.
As a dad now, when he's that age, like, how excited are you to see his face?
I'm very excited for him. I wake up every day just to look at him and go home, big speed race home just to go home and see my son. You know, it's one of the brightest spots of my life to have him, so I'm happy about that. It's not really a chase around. The guy's huge, man. It's not really a big chase. Just get him down. It's like wrestling with a bear. It's more of a wrestle than a chase. When you get to him, you got to hold on to him. He's one of the biggest quarterbacks in the league. The guy can make any pass on the field. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks that ever played the game. So it's gonna be a hassle for us. So we just got to come with it, come ready to play this game.
He called you a special player this week.
He's a special player.
Do you appreciate every week, though, people are just saying good things about you and appreciating what you're doing?
Yeah, very much so. I appreciate it because it showed us everybody take notice of what you're doing and, you know, your hard work paying off. So. Got to keep it up.
You talked about how much it would mean to you to get to double-digit sacks this season, but your run-stopping, even if it's not, doesn't get glamorized the same way as getting after the quarterback, but how much pride do you take in that, kind of blue-collar type work?
I take very much pride in the run game more than the passing game because I think in the run game, it's man-on-man. Just really knock the guy in front of you off. The pass blocking is a little different. People can do any schemes for passing, but in the running game, I know I got to just knock this guy back and knock him back. So that's why I take more pride in the run game than anything because it's like really just blowing up being a man out there and showing you ain't going to get knocked off the ball.
Knock on wood, but one of the biggest stories in the NFL this season, one of the biggest stories for this team this season has been injury, something that you dealt with quite a bit in your first 2 years. But, 2 weeks left in the season, you're still standing. I mean, how does that make you feel?
Oh, man, I should say that to the hope we can make it through these 2 weeks, nobody else get injured. But it's part of the game, man. And you don't go out there half-stepping. No game, you just go out there half-stepping and trying to preserve yourself, try not to get injured. You go out there and play every game like it's the first game of the season. All the way through, so I'm not going out to half step. I'm just going out there to play like it's the first game of the season.
Do you feel like you're past that, the injuries, or is that just something that
you know? Man, you never know. You never know. I don't think nobody expect to get injured. Nobody know they pass it. Just go out there and play hard. I done been hurt this year, too. I just keep playing, keep pushing, and I might be injured now. You don't even know. But it's something you got to deal with through this NFL, through the league, and a lot of guys handle it well, but some major injuries got to come back. More than, try to deal with it, playing, just try to get ready to come back. So that's one of the biggest things, just trying to stay healthy.
Are you injured?
No, I'm good.
You know far too much about the training room, obviously. Yeah. What do you think about what Derek Rooney's doing?
I think it's unbelievable. That guy's worked extremely hard, more than I ever seen anybody in here. I think he's spent about 6 to 7 hours a day taking care of himself, trying to get back. Just as, like I said, just to prove to you guys and the team and people outside the building that he still can play. I'm excited to see him. I watch him work every day. He worked more than, like I said, anybody in this building right now. Probably here just as much as the coaches. Just to see him fight back and doing what he's doing is amazing. I wish him nothing but the best.
I see David Pleasantberry across the line doing his
thing. I'm ready to see Quiz play. He got moved up this week. Looking forward to that from what he's been through. I watch him, like I said, man, he was hurt around the same time when he was coming back, and he couldn't even lift bench press like 200 pounds at one point. And he just gradually increased over the offseason. Me and him both is in. He just gradually increased his way up, working, putting in a lot of work, a lot of hours, and it's paying off. And now he's on the 53-man active roster and looking for get in this week, hopefully.